Hi, this is Bruce. I'm back here on Downtown the Podcast with, well, a very happy man in some ways, I'm sure, today. Hockey's championship coach, as UMaine won the tournament for the first time, I think, since 2012, something like that. It's been a while. Two great games. One, you played a very desperate Northeastern team, the only team that wasn't guaranteed a spot in the tournament, in the NCAA tournament. They gave you all you could handle. Albie was great. You had to play a game and a half to beat him, going all the way to overtime. One of the questions everybody's asking me is, why did you guys have to play the second game when BC was already out? Shouldn't as the higher seed played the first game to get the extra rest?
Yeah, I don't know the exact reasons for that. I do think some of it is definitely, the league is trying to get as many people there as we can, and that's part of our game. So it is. They knew that, if we play the late game, there'd probably be quite a few main people were there as there was. So I'm sure that played a role in it.
It looked to me like there might have been as many as 60% of the crowd or so. I wasn't able to go. I really wanted to go in blue, and all the talk about it becoming Alphonse South. You've talked about it. The players have talked about it. Maine travels.
Yeah.
And that has got to make a difference.
Well, it made a huge difference on Friday night. Yeah, I'll tell you that. I mean, it was probably more than the 60%. It was probably 75% Maine people. It was really a special night. And we needed it because, that was a long game the night before and a quick turnaround. And, our team didn't look tired at all, which was really incredible. And I think that was a big part of why, just the energy in that building.
Yeah, and all the commentators are saying Maine looks like they're in the best shape of any team we've seen. I mean, you jumped on UConn early, never let up. The pace was always there. Work to do this weekend. You're going down to Allentown for the regionals. Good news, bad news is that you know Quinnipiac and UConn well. They know you well. The only team that you haven't played this year is Penn State, and that's who you open with. What can you tell us about them?
They're kind of similar to UConn, playing as well as anybody, in the second half. So, everybody that makes tournaments a good hockey team, obviously. Yeah. So, regardless of who you're playing, it's going to be a home game for them, and it's close, so that'll be a fun environment, I'm sure. It'll be a little bit of what we kind of do when we go on the road sometimes. They're going to have that little extra juice from their crowd, I'm sure, but, should be another great game. I don't know much about them as far as how they play because we have never played them. I don't know if I've ever played them anywhere I've ever coached. So this will be new to me, but another great, great opportunity and great challenge.
You got super goaltending from Albie again. He's just really worth noting how well he's been playing down the stretch. And it seems to me it gives your decor a lot of confidence. They seem Luke Antonacci's been playing much better in the last several weeks. Am I overreacting to that, or are they like, we got Albie, we can win. We know we got the best backstopper.
Well, obviously that's a huge part of it, knowing that you have a great goaltender in that. I think our D Bodie Noves and Luke have been really, really important to this, the last few weeks, just because they've been giving us great minutes, taking advantage of the good opportunities. You build from your net to your D to your forwards, and right now are having 6D back there that are playing really well is probably been the biggest change, maybe from some of the games that we struggle.
You're getting scoring up and down the lineup, which has been true the last several weeks. Owen Fowler's two goals to start the game the other night were an indication that you can't say that you can't play one or two against one or two of Maine's lines. You got to play against them all. Does the bench get shortened when you get to the regionals?
I don't think it can necessarily. I mean, we got great minutes from everybody that played last weekend. That overtime game, it might have got shortened a little bit up front, and that was, so we were kind of primarily going three lines there in the overtimes, which, again, was another reason I was a little worried about Friday. But, if guys are playing well, we're going to play them, and that's, you know, that's the strength of our team.
Yeah, and that's what, excuse me, so many of the commentators were talking about is that, Maine is deep. They're veteran, they're deep, they're older, they're smart. They may not have the all the high draft picks certain other teams have, but you guys never play like rookies anymore. That you got the great depth up and down the line. Bodie Nobes struck me as really improved this year and a really exciting guy to watch. It's good to have everybody healthy playing well. When you prepare for a regional and you know that you like last weekend, you don't know who you're going to play in the second game. Is it easier playing Penn State first because you know UConn and Quinnipiac?
I haven't thought too much about any of that, but I guess it's, you know, and we're focused on the first game, yep. And that's going to be an extremely, you know, tough challenge for us. So, you know, we get past that, then we worry about that. But yeah, I mean, obviously having played those other two teams is a little bit different than going in blind, but not a ton of thought has been put into that.
I can understand that. Well, Coach, I know you're busy. You got a lot of things to do. It's a heck of a week coming up. I thank you for giving us some time, and we certainly wish you the best, and I'm trying like hell to get down there for Sunday.
Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you then. Yeah, I didn't want to
Thank you.
Take up a lot of your time.
No.